Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with North Dakota Public Service Chairman Randy Chrisman.
And then, of course, anytime you're getting, you're talking pipelines, and like we mentioned earlier with wind farms, reclamation, how involved does your office get with reclamation on some of these projects?
One thing people should understand is when we talk about these projects, the pipeline projects, there are certain pipelines that fall within our jurisdiction and certain ones that don't. And so a gathering line does not, a transmission line does. And that is not based necessarily on the diameter of the pipe or anything like that. I think it's most easily explained on oil pipelines, but oftentimes you'll have the same pipeline, same capacity, it's in the ground. If they add storage tanks so that it can run when they're not receiving oil on one end, but they'll have some storage there and then they continue to use it and provide a steady supply to the other end. If adding those storage tanks would make it a transmission line, and then it falls under our jurisdiction. So it's kind of complicated, but a lot of the pipelines are out there, and when we talk about reclamation, they're not jurisdictional to us, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. Within our jurisdiction, typically when we approve a pipeline, part of the process is they pay a filing fee in the application process, and after they, assuming that they're approved for building the project, we will hold on to some of that application fee money and typically hire some third-party contractors who will be out on site from time to time monitoring what they do, making sure that the reclamation is done up to standards, the topsoil is removed appropriately before they dig so it can be spread afterwards, that they're taking proper precautions so that if they run into some noxious weeds, they're not dragging them the whole length of the pipeline, and that they do a decent job of seeding grass, and in the case of trees or shrubs, if they take them out, we actually have a tree and shrub mitigation plan whereby, because we recognize that a lot of them will die when they replant them, they actually have to replant them 2-to-1, and with the hope that at least half of them will survive, and that gets kind of sticky sometimes for the company because we all think, well, yep, they should definitely replant all those trees, but they go through some of these old shelter belts, and in many cases, the egg producers are glad that the trees are gone and don't want them back, and so actually sometimes the big problem for the company is finding a place to plant them. But we do hold them to that requirement, and they eventually do find places in the area to replant, and like I say, have to do it 2-to-1 and on the trees and shrubs, and make sure that they properly plant the grass. In the case of cropland, of course, it's different because there the farmer will just seed something new the next year, but we continue to monitor it with pipelines. Oftentimes there's sinking that goes on, and then they have to come in and fix that back up before they will ever get the final approval on their project.
Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commission, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. An update from the Bakken oil field from your perspective, whether it's anecdotal, whether it's projects, whether it's, whatever it might be, we're entering kind of a new season for the oil and gas development out in western North Dakota. Just wanted to get an update from your office. What are you thinking for this next year from the Bakken out there?
Well, because we don't directly regulate drillers or the completion teams or anything like that, for detailed information, I, of course, rely a lot on Lynn Helms and the Oil and Gas Division and that crew over there. But when it comes to anecdotal information, last year when things seemed to be at kind of their worst, I was always surprised to see the amount of applications that we still were getting for some of these smaller pipeline projects, gas processing, things like that I was talking about earlier, and the amount of optimism that remained in the industry. And now it's even more so. The siting projects that come to us continue to be there. I spend a lot of time out in the oil patch. My wife's family's from the Williston area, so I get out there and see things happening, and while it is anecdotal, it does create a lot of optimism to me that these companies are fired up. They're waiting for prices to rebound a little bit, but even at these prices, there's a lot of good things happening. I think I heard somewhere there's like 1,500 jobs within the industry that are being job openings that are trying to be filled by various companies. I think we're on the verge of things picking up, and the really great news in that is it's not going to be like it was 4 or 5 years ago when, you know, you hated to say too much, but it almost seemed like it was too much for a lot of people. Our roads weren't built out. These pipelines weren't built out. We were flaring a third of the gas. It caused a lot of problems along with the benefits. As things rebound now and pick up, the roads are in much better situation. They're built up to handle the volumes of traffic. So much more of the oil and gas, or the oil and liquids, are going to be able to move by pipelines, gas too in some cases. But with the gas, the point I wanted to make was we're able to refine that product and use so much more of it instead of flaring it, and that's a wonderful thing. So I think the rebound is going to be a much more pleasant experience than what the initial surge was for people out there in that country, and it's going to be a really good thing long-term for the state. One of the really big projects that's coming down the line that we should add in is a new Senex pipeline, not for crude oil, but for refined products, because the combination of ag activities, but also all the trucks and things that happen with the oil and gas industry, cause us to just need a lot more gas and diesel fuel in the state that we used to. And Senex has a pipeline that goes from Sydney to Minot, and then they have a big kind of a facility where dealers come in and get their refined fuels from at Minot. And they're rebuilding that. It's a pretty old pipeline. I believe they said it was over 50 years old already, and they want it bigger. And so they're taking a different route. They're avoiding some of the federal land, the Missouri River, where it's wider, kind of going around to the north of Williston, and heading toward Minot, sort of generally along Highway 2, on the south side of Highway 2. That's going to be about a 180-mile project. About 30 of that is in Montana, so about 150 in North Dakota. Over $100 million, new pipeline to make sure that, in some cases, it's not just a matter of getting oil out to the markets efficiently and safely. It's a matter of getting the refined product back in that we need so that we don't end up paying some of the real high prices that sometimes over the years our ag producers and others have seen when we have a little problem in the market and can't get the product in here. So that's an exciting project. We got to take a look at it hard. We're going to have hearings on it on the 24th and 25th of July, on the 24th in Minot, the 25th in Tioga, and make sure that project is all as it should be, that they're following all the right requirements, and another very major project for the industry.
To listen to the full-length interview with Randy Christman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms so you got a place to land. Let's all
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.